The 4Ps project is funded by the South Western Railway Customer and Communities Improvement Fund. To find out more, check out southwesternrailway.com or go to the Vectis Radio website.
Hello, I'm Tav, and in this week's podcast, I'll be talking about the affairs of the Greek gods, starting with the king and queen of the gods, Zeus and Hera. Anybody who knows Greek mythology knows that most myths start with Zeus cheating on Hera, and many Greek heroes were born from these affairs, like the twins Apollo and Artemis, Hermes, Dionysus, Persephone, the Muses, Minos, Perseus, Heracles, and Helen of Troy. He did have very few kids with his wife, like Ares and Hephaestus, and some more. Speaking of Ares and Hephaestus, Hephaestus was blacksmith of the gods and was married to Aphrodite, goddess of love. Aphrodite, however, did not love him the way he loved her, and cheated on him multiple times, most times with Ares. God of war! Hephaestus knew about this, so after a while of letting it go on, he eventually set a trap. He lay an enchanted net on their bed to catch them in the act and called all the other gods to see and humiliate them. My favourite couple of gods is the king and queen of the underworld, Hades and Persephone. Persephone was daughter of Demeter and Zeus, and she was the goddess who caught Hades' eye. He abducted her and dragged her down to the underworld with him and refused to let her go. Upon her daughter's absence, Demeter went forever searching for Persephone. When she found out where the young goddess was, she refused to attend her godly duties and hid in her temple for months on end. This meant there was no harvest for the humans, so they quickly started dying off. This caused problems for the gods, so they spoke to Hades, who released Persephone. Only problem now was Persephone had already eaten food from the underworld, a pomegranate, and then had to spend part of her year on Olympus with her mother, then go back and spend the rest of the year in the underworld with her husband. The period she was in the underworld was Demeter's depression, which we now know as winter. Hades may have kidnapped his niece, forced her to marry him, and cheated on her once, but compared to the other gods, this is pretty tame. This podcast isn't as long as the rest, but I hope you enjoyed.